There has never been a more mega episode of Digimon. I'm just going to say it's a mega, and I'm excited to talk about it. And it's Data Transfer episode 35, and I'm Audrey.
And I'm Corla.
Corla, thank you for... Oh, shit.
You fucked up. I love it
when a guest does that. I love it when a guest is just like, I'm just gonna go for it. I'm just gonna say who I am and not wait to be introduced. Let's do it this way. What do you say? Our friend from the Ballin' Out Super Discord, it's Octavia.
It's me, Octavia. Hi.
Hello.
I talk on a Discord. I don't know.
We chat with some frequency, yeah.
Yeah.
We hang out in the Ballin' Out Super Discord. It's no secret that Data Transfer is absolutely inspired by Ballin' Out Super. We follow, I would say, a fairly similar sort of format. And we have a lot of overlap in fans. And thank you for joining us, Ballin' Out Super fans. And, you know, my other program that I do has a professional relationship with Ballin' Out Super. So it's, you know, it's all in the soup. You know what I'm saying? So I'm happy to have you in the soup, Octavia.
We're in the soup. I'm in here with carrots. Just kidding.
Just joking.
Chicken wild rice soup is the best.
Corla, you can't make a Radio Free Tote Bag Patreon reference.
No, but okay, whatever. You get the cadence. It's Alex. He's such a fun boy.
He's great. We love Alex. You know what else we love?
What?
We love love, you know, on this program, on the show. We love love. And I'm excited to say the words that I'm about to say. I would like to introduce everyone to the concept of friend of the show, partner of the me, Marie.
Yeah, give her the pussy 2 drop.
Oh, hell yeah.
Pussy 2.
Yo.
I got one of the new partners, and I got the new relationship energy, and it's all I want to think about or talk about, but I understand that is obnoxious, so I'm going to limit it to this little bubble I've given myself. There is someone new and important and good in my life, and I like that.
Aww.
Yay.
Well, I mean, you might as well go in deep, because I'm about to go in deep, too.
Okay.
In fact, okay. I should let you both go first, because it's going to be a minute.
Wow. Okay.
I don't have anything deep to go in, so I'm like...
Well, I mean, you know, with being... So we made reference to a wife fuckers club, and that's, you know, that's all in the show too. She's just really sweet and good and great. And we have a wonderful
like
time
one?
Together. The wife fuckers club. Did you like that?
Yeah.
And, it's just a very good thing. And I am very grateful to Corla for reopening my heart to the concept of polyamory.
Aww.
And that this can be, that things can be this way.
I'm very glad I can help.
Very good. It's very good.
Yeah, now you can trade orgasms like Pokemon.
Yo!
Catch a nut tank or whatever, or like a Orgasmarole would be another Pokemon that's about nutting.
What are the chances to get a shiny orgasm?
Is
there anything you can do to increase
your
chances?
I have 100% had a shiny orgasm.
With the shiny charm and fucking someone that was born in a different country. it's 1 in 5,024, I think, is the rate. 5,128, something like that. I'm making reference to the Masada method. I'm not trying to be racist.
I forgot it what it was called, and I was hoping you would pick up on that.
Fuck. All right, Octavia, how have you been?
Good. Good. Most of my life the past week has been spent packing and doing an amount of social gatherings I'm not used to.
That can be quite draining if you're not used to that kind of thing.
Oh gosh, yeah. I got some Legos I've been building though to sort of like help wind down, and that's been really nice.
Yay! Yeah, you were showing some of those before. It was quite delightful.
You had built a beautiful bouquet of Lego flowers.
Uh-huh.
And there's a Lego store in the mall near where I work, and I went walking past it and saw some flower sets, and I thought of that, and I thought of you, you know.
Yeah, they released two new flower sets.
Damn,
I think dried flowers
and
what
are you, gay?
Extremely gay, actually.
I'm so sorry to cut you off. I'm a
colossal lesbian.
No, I got you. It's worth it. But yeah, I've got the Bionicle, the new Bionicle set that I'm saving for when I move. That'll be the first set I do when I move.
Yes.
Because I'm redoing my like displays of stuff. I've got a lot of retro games, and I want to use that as a mixed space for displaying Legos, and it'll be fun. Planning out interior design. Oh, love it.
It's so just like me in Minecraft. I feel that. I get the interior design, and I'm like, I could just make another building, actually. I don't need to do the decoration part, but I should, but I really don't want to.
If you could see the walls around me, folks, you would know how I feel about interior design.
I know.
This is the most decorated space that I have, and it's an Irish frame drum with a trans flag stuck in it. That's what I got going
on. Well, soon enough, it's going to be slapped with posters of fucking Kiki and Ari from League of Legends.
Oh, yeah.
And a snake god that I made for like a D&D game.
And the cilantro light box I made you.
The cilantro light box.
Ari from League of Legends is showing up on Coca-Cola freestyle machines.
Oh, no.
There's a sponsored section. I realize it's on every Coca-Cola freestyle machine. I thought it was an AMC only one. But in the top right, there's like try new Coke flavors, and you press it, and it's like League of Legends Wild Rift, and then it has.
And then
like,
Ari does her cue at you, and you get charmed, and then she fucking kills you.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, "Oh yeah, get orange vanilla Coke, cream soda Coke," which I mix orange vanilla Coke with cream soda Coke, and it's pretty good.
That seems pretty fucking good. Yeah, I had one. Do they still have the Coke Freestyle app where you can like load up flavors and like scan a QR code and then.
Yes.
Okay. I used to do one that was like ginger ale, Sprite, Coca-Cola, and cherry or something like that. It was some combination of flavors that sounded like low key a little foul, but then you drink it and it's magical. So I used to drink those all the time. Also, the video game Salt and Sanctuary, I purchased entirely with credits I earned from the Coke Freestyle app.
That's really fucking funny.
Wait, you can get credits from the Coke Freestyle app? What the fuck?
You used to earn points, and you could get fucking Amazon gift cards and shit. And I got $15 in Amazon cards and bought Salt and Sanctuary.
Wild.
God darn it.
Absolutely wild.
Pretty good.
I'm going to talk about hypnosis now, I think.
Okay.
Ooh.
So I've been practicing hypnosis, took a lesson recently, primarily for just like the basic one, like one-to-one, no stage hypnosis, nothing like that. Although I may have done a public demonstration at one point recently. So this is a skill that I am delighting in developing, getting to lead people down into a trance and make them suggestible. I've been messing with one particular pretty kitty. I won't say their name. She's the one that got me started on the path, and it's a lot of fun.
If you want to say a name, you could do like an edit and like censor it.
Oh yeah, you could.
If you want to put that effort in.
So you, okay, I'm going to count to three. You can say your name and I'll play a drop and then you can just edit out you saying the name and then it'll just be the drop instead. Are you ready? Okay.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Thank you. That was dumb.
That's me. That's me on this show. Just dumb shit. Let's go.
But it's, yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's, well, I guess I don't really want to say any trigger words on the actual show.
Just in case
show.
She's listening and doesn't, yeah. She's driving and she's suddenly, ah, fuck.
Yeah, that seems like a real bad idea. I don't want to say them explicitly in a way that people recognize them so that people aren't like fucking hitting her up in DMs like a creepo, You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, fair. Mm-hmm. Fair.
I doubt any of our listeners would do this, but I care about people's privacy and this kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's so cool. You get to have someone fucking bark for you. Like,
What's super neat about this topic of conversation is you're like, I care for, you know, the privacy of the people around us, like the people near our circle. I do not give a shit at all about my privacy. You're saying, basically.
None whatsoever.
You're like, this kink, this one right here, I like a lot, and I'm doing it with someone.
I'm doing it with several someones.
Yeah.
I'm making people fucking bark when instead of speak. I'm making people horny at a single word.
Yes, it is my understanding that your eventual goal is to be able to go, and they come.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just snap your finger. That's the fucking dream, isn't it? Like, for yourself, too. Like, I've always wanted, like, I've had a fantasy about, like, you eat, like, a candy or something. Like, something completely unsexual that has nothing to do with doing anything with your genitals. And then maybe, like, 40 seconds or so later, you just...
Candy that makes you come. That's a thing. There's the juice that makes you come meme.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
I actually don't know that meme at all.
It's so funny because I also have my own fantasy about that, but it was always about pressure
points. Same person syndrome.
Like finding the right pressure points on the body to press that just makes someone nut immediately.
Yeah.
Huh.
That sounds like you.
Growing up, I was obsessed with the idea of that.
Would you just like... Push around, trying to find it. Gotcha.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
Nice.
I was like, I'm going to figure this out.
Oh, and before we stray too far off the topic with hypno, I'm really sad I cannot be a hypnotist because I cannot snap.
You can't snap.
I can't. I would flick my index finger into my middle finger to make a pseudo snapping sound.
Interesting.
But I can't do like the.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I don't want to snap splain, but it's, you know, you catch.
I've had it snap splain to me.
Yeah, you catch the pad of your finger on your thumb, and then yeah,
It's whistling too. I don't know if there's.
I used to be able to not whistle. I used to not be able to whistle at all.
I have a very dry mouth right now.
I was sitting in math class. I remember the exact moment that whistling came to me. I'm sitting in Mr. Roberts' math class in eighth grade, and I'm like, and I went, what? Wait, hold on. It's like, and then I could whistle.
Is that the first riff you did with whistling?
I cannot remember the first
whisper.
The first riff, but like that would be great if I did Carol's Whisper off the rip at age 13. That would have been so cool.
That would have been the fucking raddest shit. Some Afro Man. Great content. Fantastic content.
Hell yeah.
I was going to eat your pussy too, but then I got hurt. I love that song. Hey, y'all want to talk about Digimon real quick?
I guess, in between all the hypnosis.
I like that. What do you
it's
say
Digimon. We get into the there synopsis? There might be some hypnosis in here.
It's happened before. What do you say we get into episode 35, Flower Power? And like I said, one of the greatest fucking episodes we've talked about so far. I'm so fucking excited to talk about it.
Yeah,
me
too.
I was kind of lost, but it was very fun.
Unfortunately,
yeah, a lot was going on for a newcomer.
Unfortunately, I look at the little section on this wiki page that says synopsis, right?
Uh-huh.
And there's just there's a little Agumon kind of biting the air, and it says this section of the article is a stub. You can help by expanding it. How dare the fucking community not step up on this pivotal episode?
Tommy's parents finally figured out he has ADHD and got him on Adderall, and now he just
does his homework instead of writing. That sucks.
Exactly.
Sad.
It's tragic, the loss.
One of the figureheads of the Digimon Wiki, gone.
That being said, do medicate your children if they need that.
Yeah, don't be afraid of the stigma. Like, if they got something going on and they need help, then, you know.
Please, for the love of God, if you find out your kid is likely autistic, tell them let them know.
That'd be all right.
There's a reason why they do the things they do.
Oh, yeah. You know how, like, everything's way more difficult for you all the time for reasons you don't understand? It's not your fault, and it's okay, and you're going to be okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to say this because my parents will never listen to this. My parents are in denial that I'm autistic.
Okay. I've met you. That's hard to understand how they would be.
Yeah. she's just a socially like inept weirdo. I don't know. She has two CRT TVs. That's nothing there.
She collects Bionicle.
Yeah.
She does Lego
Lego ASMR streams.
No, yes, ASMR. Mukbang is where you would eat the Legos. She's not doing the Griffin Amiibo bit, as amazing as that would be as a stream.
I've been training myself to eat Legos, though. I'm currently on 3x2 bricks.
What the fuck?
Are you serious?
No, this is a bit.
Okay, I was saying, are you passing them? Like, what the fuck? Okay, all right.
I'm building a Lego set in my tummy.
You're building Lego
just flexing them together in your stomach.
I'm like,
and you're gonna shit the Taj Mahal in about 8 weeks.
Oh no!
All right. Hey, so fog. Caused by Myotismon, begins to spread around Odaiba, rendering all forms of digital communication and public transport in the area useless. The next morning, a horde of Bakemon led by Phantomon appears to round up residents into Big Sight. What is Big Sight? We're going to look up the fucking shit here. It's a convention center in Ariake.
I love his voice.
It's like a real place in Tokyo. Yeah, Phantomon's fucking great.
Well, it's like a halfway point of like trying. He's not really trying that hard on the voice.
That's true. No. If I did Phantomon's voice, it would honestly be significantly better. I should go back in time and do the voice.
He sounds like a serial mascot.
Yeah.
A little bit like Count Chocula.
Exactly.
Yeah, but from the commercials in like the 60s where it's like
they don't know what VO is. They get an intern to do it every time, like they don't know what a professional VO is.
I do appreciate Myotismon has an actually fucking baller line as he's setting the fog out. First I'm like, fog, that's stupid. Then he's like, not in fire or ice, but in fog, this world will be mine.
Yeah,
I'm like, damn, that is a Jack Black ass line. I love it.
Fuck yeah.
The world is mine!
The world is mine! And then we smoke some hash.
And then we crash. So they're herded into Big Sight, the convention center in Ariake, apparently. That's like a real ass place in Japan you can go. Mm-hmm. Where Myotismon is holding Gatomon captive. Gatomon is held by the wrists. She is shackled mm-hmm. at the wrists and hung from a chain.
Yep. Fucking suspended on a chain winch that they can pull up and down.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting that Myotismon has not simply destroyed her or imprisoned her off world, because he's done that to a few different people. I think it's because he's like, he wants to use the connection between Gatomon and Kari against the Digidestined.
Right.
I think what his plan is. But what we know is that it ain't gonna fucking work. That leaving her on this plane is gonna be your undoing, fuckface.
Mm-hmm. Because they need her.
They need her. Amongst the people captured are Mimi, Palmon, and Sora. Sora remembers how she and Joe defeated Bakemon in her last encounter using intimidating chants. Now, I don't think Bakemon lose your power is an intimidating chant, Timmy.
No.
Well, it's intimidating to them.
It's plaintive. It's like, Bakemon lose your... Please? Bakemon, come on. Bakemon please lose your power.
Uh-huh.
Bakemon, I would like it very much if you'd lose your power. I need you both to be filling these areas in with notes because, like I said, this is a stub. Does anyone have anything else to say about this section?
Alma makes a cute face and then she gets her feet watered, which is adorable. She's like,
So they skipped a lot of the like preamble.
A ton of shit. Yeah, yeah.
There was a point. There was like it was focused on each of the kids and how they were reacting. Way before they got kidnapped.
We meet Mimi's dad in the park.
Yeah.
Yes, and all of this is part of why this episode is so good. It's so detailed, and everybody gets their own opportunities to really shine and to really express themselves and their character and their situations.
And they miss the meal of the episode. Shrimp fried white rice with whipped cream and strawberries.
Oh my god.
God damn it, Timmy.
Which, to be clear, is not a localization joke that they throw in the dialogue.
It's animated.
You see it. It is there.
It is a pile of rice with whipped cream and strawberries on it. Yeah, this isn't a jelly donut.
I had shrimp fried rice for dinner last night.
Ooh.
If you put whipped cream and strawberries in it, I would have hit you with such force.
What if I done that to my own bowl as a form of brat sadism? Hey, Audrey, look what I'm eating.
Oh my god.
I'm eating the food from the anime.
Literally just to bother you.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to be living above a grocery store in a week. I can grab all the shit for that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That rules.
Mukbang of horrible Digimon food.
You know, like mukbang backwards, right? Gnabcum.
What is Gnabcum? What?
Mukbang backwards is Gnabcum.
Yo.
And trans teens backward is Sneet Snart.
Sneet Snart.
I forgot about that.
I love that so much. It's one of my favorite pieces of Corla Audrey lore is that we figured out the trans teens backwards is Sneet Snart. More like you figured it out, but you figured it out while you were hanging out with me and then I peed everywhere.
You did.
One of the phone cards one of the kids uses has a seal on it, and it's really cute.
It is. Okay. Fucking Joe is trying to use that for the PayPal, or for the payphone. he's trying to Venmo someone for, a porn commish.
He was at a payphone trying to call home.
He's trying to get them to make his Sonic soda. I wonder what Joe the Hedgehog looks like. Let's go look this up.
Okay, let's Google that and talk about it for 10 minutes. Joe the Hedgehog.
Oh, we're all doing this on it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right,
I see a very shadow looking gentleman who's got a red and brown sort of motif. And is that a mustache? What am I seeing on his face?
Yeah, is it? Oh, that's Angry Joe the Hedgehog.
Yeah, I was going to say, the first result is Angry Joe the Hedgehog, which is wild. Also, the seventh result is Five Nights at Freddy's Joe the Hedgehog, full week.
Oh my god, he transformed. I love the middle one, he's grr, so angry.
Wait, no, it's FNF, that's Friday Night Fights.
Friday Night Funkin'. God damn it.
Okay, I'm here for it.
Okay, Billy Joe the Hedgehog from Green Day.
Yo, I see him. Yo,
it's Billy Joe from Green Day as a hedgehog.
This is going in the fucking Discord. This is beautiful.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Can I just say, I desperately love that a corner of the Radio Free Tote Bag Discord has been colonized by data transfer, and that we just. This little particular corner of the internet invades the other one, and everyone gets to fucking deal with that.
This is the sub podcast to the main podcast.
Yes, that was my idea. Is a little bite sized, little chunky. You can get a little Audrey because, really, what it was for me, it was that I've talked about you so much on Radio Free Tote Bag that I felt and you've been on a few times, and I felt like our listeners kind of knew you, and so I wanted to share more of us with the listeners.
I feel that, and it's been working. We get some really good feedback.
Also, I have to pee so fucking bad, so I'm going to utilize this little button here that says pause, and then when I get back from peeing, I get to hit play, and then we'll record more podcasts. How does that sound?
Sounds all right. Good to me. Get the interstitial music.
And we're
dancing
back
to the music that was playing.
Mm. Excellent choice.
Got her fingers in the air.
So,
the fucking
Sora
fog
explains. Oh, please.
The fog takes everything down, like all communications, all signals, TV, radio just goes down.
One of the kids is trying to watch Channel 8, and he can't.
He can't. He can't watch Channel 8. What is that in Tokyo? I don't know. Probably
feel
news,
like we,
if I had
feel
to
like
guess.
We could Google that, but that's probably not worth the jaunt. So Sora explains her idea of how to get the people to fight back against the Bakemon by doing the chant. But before that, I want to run back. So Matt's at the apartment and he's trying to like watch TV, but he can't get any signal because the fog has rolled in, right? Then we get a shot of his father, who we later learn that is his father. He's at like a vending machine bank getting snacks because he's late. He's out working late. One of his coworkers runs around the corner and says, the whole shebang's down. You can't get, you know, there's no comms. We can't get any info anywhere.
Shebang is the actual word that is used to describe
the shebang. Yes.
Yep.
And Matt's father is like, well, let's go find out what the fuck's happening. Because we find out in this moment, this is the first time we know this, Joe's father is a journalist, or Matt's father is a journalist. Matt. He's like, got a little press badge on.
He looks tired as fuck at all times, except when he's like,
shit, yeah,
springs into action, at which point he looks like he has taken cocaine to get through it.
He's probably taking cocaine to get through it, is my guess. But yeah, he's like, let's get the whole fucking news crew together. We're going to hop in the van and drive into the horrifying fog that's killing all communications.
Yeah.
So sick. Such a cool moment. I love that shit. I hate that that's not in the wiki. That should be in the wiki.
Another thing is the girl with the root Digimon. Me. She says that Palmon is in bad taste.
Yes, this comes back.
And that's very mean.
That's so mean.
But then she leaves for soccer practice, leaving Palmon and her mom in the apartment.
See, you have conflated two Pokemon, because there's the root Pokemon that is Palmon, and there's the bird Pokemon that is Beomon.
Oh, wait, shit, yeah. Dang it. Okay.
I called so the Pokemon one, like five times just now. I just realized they're Digimon. Did.
Yeah.
I was just going to let it fly. But
Corley, you got to mess something up here so it's even.
I got to mess something up here?
Yeah, this happens in threes.
I'm not going to let you speak for me. Fucking.
Okay.
You didn't yes and it. You didn't yes and it, so there's your fuck up.
Yeah.
There you go. Fuck you.
So in two separate instances, another girl with Beetlemon.
Yes. Beetlemon would be a different mon.
Hold up. Hey. Hold up. Do you mean Tentomon?
Any Izzy. Where the fuck is Izzy, for one thing?
Oh my gosh, that one. Yeah.
Oh, you mean Gomamon, the little guy. No?
No, the bird
what is happening?
There's what only is, the two girls in the party. I'm confused.
The girl who has soccer practice and leaves her apartment while the fog is going on. Sora's like, oh yeah, I've got to go to soccer practice while the fog is going. Like, what?
Well, and her rationale to Beomon is Ty will be at soccer practice and we need to get together to discuss strategy.
Mm-hmm. But why not bring your fucking bird with you so that you can both run off while you're together?
Because we get the coolest fucking line in all of this goddamn show so far.
That's a good point, yeah.
So shit starts to really pop off. Like, everything's going wrong. Myotismon's rounding up people and keeping them in the convention center. It's fucked.
Yeah, like, all the children get these, like, the ghost ones dressed up as people, like, knocking at their doors, kidnapping
abducting their parents, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And them, in some cases, yeah, absolutely. Bihemon repels the Bakemon that come for Sora's mom. Like, in a, uses Spiral Twister, like destroys the, I assume destroys at least one of them and drives the other ones away.
She's done and the classic move of taking a piercing move and lining enemies up in a tight corridor. Powerful. So she can blast them all.
Smart. Powerful choice. Sora's mother goes, "Who? What? I thought you were a fucking stuffed animal. This is insane." And Bihemon looks over her shoulder in an action hero pose and says, "Life's full of surprises. Now where's the soccer field?"
And she's like silhouetted with the light from the doorway that makes it so badass. Like, it's holy shit.
This adorable little pink bird just made me fully believe that she is the biggest badass on earth.
Yeah. Fucking
so
rules.
Good. So good.
It's a great moment. And then they're like teamed up from that moment forward.
It's so cute.
Yeah, because they like create Bakemon costumes and then they infiltrate the Bakemon operation in the fucking, it's so sick. Like, yeah. I wish some of the stuff was more fleshed out than it was.
Right? Yeah, they like, don't show them making Bakemon costumes. They just suddenly have them. And that kind of confused me.
Yeah. I want more detail. Because
there was so much in this episode.
It was a lot. Oh my gosh. Would
cut out the arts and crafts section.
Sad.
Okay. It is sad.
It is sad. You know, it's just sad. I have 3 notifications from a bunch of different people trying to get my attention right now, but I'm recording a podcast. So I'm going to throw my phone across the room.
Heck yeah.
People might need to go to the hospital. Fuck them. I don't
fuck
care.
Fuck them. Screw it. I did check that one. I got the one from mom. Apparently dad is going to go pick her up.
Okay, so. Cool. Okay. All right, good.
Great.
But the thing I was going to say is they've been so worried about this masquerade. But now that, like, shit's going down and Digimon are out and about and visible, it's time to rip the masquerade off. And Bihemon does it with such a flourish that it just fucking rocks. It's the best part of this episode.
Yeah, she just fucking digivolves into Birdramon and just fully attacks Phantomon and, like, knocks him out of the way and saves Sora's mom from danger. It was incredible. It was very fucking cool.
And also, Matt's dad just fucking casually drops that he knows about Digimon.
Yes.
Like, oh yeah, bring Gabumon with you.
And that's the name of him, which is really like, goddamn, whoa.
Now to me, that reads as that's why they got divorced.
Oh no.
Like that's immediately what I thought is like,
what?
He knows some shit. He is aware of some shit that he's not supposed to know. And it drove him to like eldritch fucking ends. Like he's just like up all night researching shit. He's not available for the kids. He's, you know, driven into this work. And eventually TK and Matt's mom is like, "I can't handle this shit anymore. I'm leaving you."
Are they canonically divorced?
They are, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, huh.
Yeah, it's a rough thing. They fucking at one point, you know, they use it as emotional ammunition. The kids do.
It was pretty cool.
Funny.
Like Ty or Matt and TK are like, "You have to let us. Our parents are divorced." Like they're like manipulating their teacher.
Yeah.
Which actually, now that I'm thinking of it, some pretty cool fucking representation for 1999 for children of divorce. So I thought, like, you know, that's pretty cool that in media you would have like that kind of representation. Yeah.
There's no disabled kids or openly autistic kids in the show, so at least that's some represent. There is a trans man. There's Matt.
There is a trans man, and it's Matt. There is a fairly, I would say, Izzy is some flavor of neurodivergent.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But they never, like, call it out. Or
he says the word prodigious.
True.
Oh, yeah,
he, like, really exclaims prodigious.
Prodigious. And
prodigious!
Yeah. And he likes his computer more than hanging out with people. Exactly, yeah, you know, fair. Actually, they do code him pretty heavily.
A little autism-coded. Yeah.
He's programmed.
What else? Socks. Let's read the rest of this stub. What if I could probably just read the rest of this stub, and then we could discuss the rest of the episode.
Okay.
When Dark Tyrannomon appears and seems all hope is lost, Palmon digivolves to Lilymon to neutralize his evil intentions. I'm not going to read the rest of it because we have to stop there. It's the sickest shit.
It's
fucking
it
Lilymon
cool.
is so great.
Cool.
But a little bit before this, though, the dinosaur one, like, digivolves and tries to fight. No, the orange one tries to fight Dark Tyrannomon, and it's like, oh, I want to fight him. And then it's like, gets hit once, and it's like, oh, I'm too weak. And gets like stabbed.
He tries to fight Phantomon. It fucking rules.
Yeah,
so Greymon busts out of the fucking apartment complex. It's like, I'm going to save the day. I'm going to defeat Phantomon and get Ty's mom back. Phantomon goes, what's the name of his attack? I can never remember the names of attacks. I lean on you for this, Corlo.
I don't remember.
Phantom Scythe, something like that. So it's like, Phantom Scythe! And then Greymon's chest bursts into black blood.
Yeah, he fucking sprays black blood out into the street. And
it was horrifying.
Closes up, but super it's wild.
It's like Samurai Jack levels of like blood just.
It was like Rose from Legend of Dragoon. All of her Dragoon spells are just weirdly fucked up. Like the first one's fine. She just throws her sword at people and leeches their energy for the party. Whatever. One of them is she opens a door to hell, kicks the enemy through it, and then closes it.
You got this girl's number?
Do you have Rose from Legend of Dragoon's number?
Fucking wish. Good lord.
Just call the fucking like tip number that's on the back of the case. Be like, oh, hi. Is Rose there?
Yeah, call the 2001 Square Enix tip line.
Yeah, what?
It's like $1 a minute, but it's worth it.
I need help with getting with Rose.
Yeah.
I don't believe.
Do you know what she's been up to since the game came out?
Yeah, is she single? Better yet, is she Polly? So Greymon does that, and that happens. Biomon also shows up, it says, digivolving to scare Phantomon and the Bakemon away. Which did not give enough energy to that moment, I didn't feel.
No, it really doesn't, because it's a kick-ass moment. Togemon tries to get a shot in before digivolving and gets summarily smashed into the dirt and then incinerated.
Yeah! Togemon has had a real bad run of things lately. Every time Togemon becomes Togemon, like, I'm gonna go fight Skullmaramon, and goes to, like, swing on him and bursts into flames. It's like a bad time for Togemon and flames.
I had this problem when I was playing like a sort of horror fantasy tabletop game. I played like a plant druid or a plant red mage sort of gal and constantly ran into enemies with fire shit. And that was like literally a phobia of hers.
Sure. So you're like, I just can't fuck with
this. There's just enemies in every fight that I can't be near. I'm going to be over here now. Thank you.
Fair enough. Meanwhile, Ty and Kari have met up with Matt in a nearby location where he is updated on Kari's new status as the eighth child. Wait, hold on. Ty's like, yeah, she's the eighth child now. They've accepted that she is the eighth child at this point.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yes, because Wizardmon told them all about it.
Oh, no, you're totally. So Ty has to let everyone else know.
Yes, because Ty has to be the one to let everybody know.
Yeah, Wizardmon's like, this is what's happening. Gatomon is her Digimon. She is the eighth child.
Yep.
You're an idiot. Like, we're missing a line of dialogue where Wizardmon goes, you're dumb as fuck for not realizing this. At that point, Myotismon decides he's had enough and takes on Lilymon himself, concluding the episode.
That's also a cool moment. Like, she legitimately faces him down with a fucking like Vegeta style taunt.
Yeah. And we haven't had this yet. We haven't ended the episode. It's usually the ultimate mode or the ultimate form Digimon defeats whatever bad guy we've got, or in the case of Metal Greymon fighting Myotismon before, fires a tit missile, which is knocked away, and then digivolves back into Agumon.
Right. One way or another, the ultimate is gone by the time the episode ends.
Nah.
This Lilymon's time it's in going media for round rest. Two.
Yes.
Yeah.
So sick. I'm so excited for this next episode.
Fucking
it does seem very exciting.
Also, Kari has Yayoi hands, which is a thing that we kind of skipped around when she's helping Agumon feel better.
I'm gonna drop it in the Discord chat. This is a still on the wiki page.
Yeah, she has the hugest, like, fingers.
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and drop this in the RFTB general chat with no
context at all. Idiot. I love that. Thank you.
Yeah, throw back.
That's amazing.
Okay. What else? What else are we going to do? Let's rate it on a scale of rookie to mega. Let's all say it together. Mega. Fuck, this was good.
It was super fun. There was a little bit where I was like, wait, I was kind of confused. I was being dragged around by the, I didn't know what was going on really, but I was like, okay, I can get behind this.
It's very cool visuals, very cool moments for a lot of the characters. And like the fact that you can feel the emotional resonance of what's happening with these characters without knowing them. Really?
Yeah. So part of it was like a little bit tough, but now that I'm thinking about it, like it had sort of like a decent amount of the kids. Like it had a like vignettes of each of them doing their thing for a little bit with their Digimon.
Yeah.
So that was like, ooh, all these kids, what's going on? Ooh.
And they're all converging for like the big fight coming up.
Yeah.
Some rising.
Yeah, all the
appreciate.
Like plot threads kind of like wound together at the end.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I also wanted to point out two things. One, the fucking Madoka Magica ass shelter scenes are wild. It's such a surprisingly dark tone that everyone's huddled, like held in place by fucking armed Digimon. In effectively a shelter. It's spooky.
Oh,
it's very spooky.
There is a gal who's like, oh gosh, I don't know how this could get any worse. And then three like dressed up mascots at the station, like, well, you could be dressed up working for minimum wage.
Including the guy from Bubble Bobble is there.
Bubble Bobble.
It was great.
From Bust a Move. He was present.
From Super Bust a Move. And wait, no, Super Bust a Move does not have Bubble Bobble in it.
Boo.
My mother played Bust a Move 2 for the PlayStation for 12 trillion hours when I was a child.
Yeah, my parents would like play 1v1 on Super Bust a Move on the PS2 and would get to rounds where it was like 98 versus like 97 score.
Yeah, and they're
it
like
was wild.
And then they'd get done and then they'd fuck, like guarantee they'd be like, "Oh, and then they have to like, oh, they have to break the tension somehow."
Yeah. Sorry, Corlai, I had to get that in before we ran too far from it. Go for it.
Also, okay, Corlai, you look exhausted. What is it?
Yes, because I was trying to say a thing forever. Okay, Channel 8. I looked this up. Channel 8 is specifically Fuji TV in Odaiba, Minato, and Tokyo. And that's whatever, right? Fuji TV probably has something to do with the original airing of this. But, in the Discord, let me show you what the headquarters building for Fuji TV looks like.
What the hell?
Might seem familiar. Because
wait,
that's where Myotismon is doing shit in the show.
Whoa, it's right, that's true.
He's oh my god, I
right
just thought it was a cool
Fuji
building.
TV building.
Yeah, he's hanging out right there, like a fucking. That makes sense because all the satellite stuff going out. Oh,
yeah.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
He's parked on top of the actual telecommunications like center.
That's so fucking sick. That's such a cool detail.
Oh my god! Whoa.
Now you understand.
Digimon's
why I was
a very good show.
Shaking with anticipation to share this.
Put that on the way. I'm surprised Timmy didn't have that one ready.
Right.
Yeah, we need to get more detail with this fucking wiki. There's some dub changes, some musical references. Oh, here we go. Real world references, it says here. The mascots who are held in the convention center are Gachapin, Muku, and Pichan, characters from the kids show Hirake, Ponkiki, and Ponkikis, which aired on Fuji TV.
Okay. So they're
Fuji
also
TV,
in the Fuji
it's
TV
all...
building.
Yeah. A tape recorder being used by one of the employees at the TV station has Sony written under it, a reference to Sony.
Yep, there were multiple, there were like three or four different instances of technology that said Sony on it, and I really appreciate that era of like dodging copyright and making like parody names of things.
Sorny, Magnet Box.
Yeah.
I like Magnet Box as my favorite.
Ooh.
It's my favorite change for Magnavox.
My absolute favorite that I've ever seen in any anime was Radio Shit.
What's that from?
Yo, what?
Oh, was that?
Is that a Radio Shack?
Appleseed, yeah. But it was something that looks a bit like Appleseed.
They call it Radio Shit? That's great. I fucking love that. Corla, I'm just going to press this button. And you're going to know what to do.
Pussy two.
Yay! It's time for the pornography, y'all.
I'm really excited.
We have two new characters this time. We have Dark Tyrannomon, and we have Phantomon. So I wanted to make sure I represent
both. Hold on. We also have Lilymon.
Great point.
Ooh.
I have real bad hiccups. Give me just a sec.
Take your time.
That's some lovely choices.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, I want to see all three of them making a soup. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all three at once, getting that.
You
can edit around.
Yes,
diligent
I can edit
research
around.
Yeah. Noises.
Hang on, I have hiccups is about where I'm going to stop it. Aww. Yeah. God damn it.
Does being scared help with hiccups?
Ah! Can I tell you how I get rid of hiccups? I've done this for you before, Corla, actually, if you remember. Okay. You're going to breathe in until you can't breathe in anymore, and then you're going to continue trying to breathe in. And you're going to try to gulp air in, and then as soon as that's maxed out, as soon as you've, like, gotten your lungs as full as they can possibly be, you're going to hold your breath. And then you can kind of flex your diaphragm while you're doing that. There you go.
Yeah, thank you.
There it was. How cool is that?
Magic.
It's hard to decide. There's so much good stuff for Lilymon.
Ooh. Oh my gosh, Lilymon. When she digivolves, so there was the she got told she was in bad taste, and when she digivolves, she like turns around, looks all hot, and is like, am I in bad taste? And it's like, ooh.
And then she fucking criticizes Mimi's fit.
Yeah, because she's full fucking, like brat mode. It's great.
She's just a little bitchy, and I love her.
Digivolves into a fucking babe. Oh, God.
The fucking dream. You're talking to three trans femmes on this program. That's what we're trying to fucking do. We're trying to digivolve into hot babes.
Yeah.
Oh, Hey Digimon does play when Lilymon shows up.
Yes, unfortunately. All right,
I
so
don't
we're
know
coming
why,
back
unfortunately.
In. Now. yeah, so we're going to start with Phantomon, since they're the first one to show up, really. I'm going to drop this in the Discord, and one of you two pick Octavia. You go ahead and describe the first one.
All right, I get to describe the first. I don't remember Phantomon having a full body, but Phantomon suddenly has, like, a full, like, doesn't have arms, it's just, like, the fluffy little cloth thing, but
cloth
now
arms, yeah.
Suddenly has a human torso and legs with, like, kind of, like, holding up some titty, and, posed, like, kind of spread. With a fucking pussy. I did not think
pussy.
I that's maybe that's just me, but that was a little bit like, oh huh. Phantomon got the pussy. I did all right. And I'm assuming out of view is Phantomon's human feet. Cause you can see a little bit of an ankle there.
You see an ankle and a heel, yeah.
Yeah. Just a tantalizing little taste for the feet. Phantomon.
A little sousson of foot.
Yeah.
Phantafoot. So let's...
Footomon.
Yeah.
So that one's pretty fun. Let's move on to number two.
Oh, no.
Dark Tyrannomon.
I'm up. I have to do the Dark Tyrannomon one. All right. Okay.
Audrey, please
here's what
describe.
We got. what we're looking at, we got it like a just like a sea green kind of teal background, and we've got a very, well, I don't even know about very, like a kind of ripped, a little buff, and I'm talking by like anime porn standards, not like I'm trying to gauge how buff this character is. Like the pecs are not popping exceedingly, the biceps are not ridiculous. They're like, he's muscular, but he's not ridiculous.
As it is in the show, I would say.
Yes, pretty accurate to the show. He's got like a grin on his face, like he's smiling about something. And you're going to find out what here in a second, because he's holding like a clawed hand across his tummy. And then out of what appears to be something of a cloacal slit is appearing a bad dragon dildo.
Yeah. Just a big old like
pink, knobby, flanged. It appears to twist a little bit. It's got I don't know how familiar anyone listening to this is with transgender pornography, but he's got a little bit of Mandy Mitchell dick, if you know what I'm talking about.
He's like somewhere between Mandy Mitchell, Bowser, a dolphin, and a horse.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I think that's a pretty accurate description of the penis visible in this image.
I love how you just did fucking Monster Rancher fusion fucking, you added a bunch of modifiers to the dick to get that Swayzo at the end, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, no,
topical, it's like the Pokemon mixer thing that has gotten big again recently, where you put together all those, yes, but it's dicks.
Mm. Have you seen the one that Snorlax and Lopunny and it's just Big Chungus?
Yes, I have.
It's good. It's very good.
Have you seen this one? You heard about this one?
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Octavia, why don't you tackle this one?
I'll be tackled by that one. Goddamn. So we got Lily. I'll go from left to right.
Hey, okay, perfect.
Oh, we have the end of a shaft being held by a green glove. Oh, who's attached to that? It's Lilyvon kissing the tip of this shaft that is leaking a little bit of something there.
Mm. I'm gonna guess it's cum.
Is that cum? It's that hentai sort of cum where it's like a like yellowy white.
Oh, where it's most like off-putting.
The kind of color that you can, but most times should not and do not want to encounter in a cum time.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you don't want jaundice jism.
Jaundism.
Jaundism.
Yeah, no, it's that type. Like, there's one artist that I don't mind that I deal with that sort of color of seed. But, we have Lilymon like kissing it softly, looking very pretty, lovely. She is very bent glistening over, tits on a shelf of sorts, very minimally detailed shelf, pretty good sized tits. Oh, and she's bent over and has that same color of cum squirting out her ass.
Just and fucking swoosh.
You go down her legs and you see, oh wait, that cum coming out of her ass is also going down onto her balls?
Dribbling onto her testicles, yeah.
She's got balls. And it's dribbling down. And then you look at the other side of the legs, you're like, oh, there's balls. What else is there? Humongous! Fucking thicker than her skull penis.
Thicker than her torso.
Uh-huh.
Thicker than like most parts of her body that are not this penis.
It's bigger than her thigh.
It's scary.
It's so
huge.
Scary. And it's discolored in a way that's discomforting.
It's like discolored. It has that like reddish sort of she is circumcised.
Yeah, you know that circ zone that like circumcised zone dicks get? Yeah.
Rudy got the circ. and yeah, there's some nut leaking all that. She's in some nice green boots, and yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a oh my gosh, I forget the color, but it's like it's a steel sort of blue kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Blue
that's
steel.
The background. Yeah. It's a good one. I'd rate that one. What's the one under Mega?
Ultimate.
Ultimate. That's an ultimate porno.
Ultimate porno.
I like that. Audrey,
is that all?
No, there's one more. Christ. Just okay, one more. Lily Mon has so much. Shut up.
Fucking batshit.
so much going on here that I couldn't just pick one. There was some Somno shit, people making her dream deep real good, just fucking good shit.
Instead, all right,
let me awaken your libidos with a little bit of just some really nice stuff.
Wait,
actually,
Corla, do you not describe these?
Oh, I would. Maybe not this episode. Even number this time, so I figured I'd just bounce between
the two. Oh, gotcha, okay.
All right. Sort of a soft, almost mauve background. Sort of featureless background. And in the background, we have kneeling where Garurumon...
sans accoutrement.
Sans accoutrement, yes, completely nude, not rocking the bandolier, not rocking the spiked knee pad, which we, I listened to that episode where Garurumon debuted recently, and we commented at the time that spiked knee pad was for kneeling on balls.
Fuck, but we're funny.
We're very funny. Uh-huh. He's not rocking that, but what he is rocking is a giant hard-on. And thrusting that giant hard on into a very thin waisted, large chested, skinny armed, sort of very thin Lilymon, who has wrapped her arms back. So she's kind of like, she's like splayed out on the werewolf dick, and she has wrapped her arms back around his neck.
Yeah.
To like hold on to him while he fucks the shit out of her.
Well,
additionally, he is licking her tit in a very seductive way.
It's great. It's just very gentle looking, fun stuff.
Yeah, this honestly looks very good. It makes me want to do size difference things.
Yeah, me too. Holy shit.
Unfortunately, I'm 6 feet tall. I want to do this. I want to be the smaller one, but unfortunately, I'm 6 feet tall.
I know.
Yeah. Hard. Hard stuff.
Didn't Andre the Giant have like a granddaughter? You can see.
Didn't you say? I sound like you said Audrey the Giant.
Andre the Giant. I'm pretty sure that's what I meant to say.
Okay, Audrey the Giant over here, 6 feet tall.
No, Andre the fucking I forget his
wrestler.
Name in The Princess Bride.
But Fezzik.
I am waiting for to see.
Good fucking movie.
Good movie.
Yeah.
Didn't we watch that on your first trip out to my place?
We did.
Oh, that's adorable.
You didn't fall asleep for. At least not until it was over. But you know what we watched today was Ghostbusters.
We watched Ghostbusters.
Ooh, the original.
Original. Yeah.
The original.
Ooh. Ghostbusters come original.
I've never seen it.
I'd watch it again because it's a very good fucking movie. Oh, it's very
so
fun.
Good. We could watch it again before the foursome, so we have a whole bunch of jokes to mention during
something crossing streams something.
Yes, exactly. We'll just nut simultaneously and cross streams and end life on Earth as we know it.
You gotta try this poll.
The line in the movie, you gotta try this pole.
Gotcha, I assumed.
They take over an old fire station building.
Oh.
So it has a fireman's pole.
Hey! Buckface! It's time to pick your digital champion.
Yeah. It's Biomon.
Yeah.
Mine's gotta be Biomon. She's just she pulls off the fucking moves. She doesn't get to show off her ultimate. I would pick Lilymon. But no, Biomon steals the show just by having one particular scene where she fucks shit up and like pulls up one liner and it's
Biomon's great in this episode for sure.
I'm split between the two, Biomon and Lilymon.
Okay.
I'm gonna break it up and say Matt's dad. is my digital champion this episode. Ooh, okay. For just casually revealing that he knows about Digimon.
That's a good point. He
go grab go grab Gabumon and get fucking going, because you got shit to do. You gotta, you know, basically. And he was telling his son, you have a fight to go to.
Yep.
Damn.
That's so sick. That's such a cool moment. I love
fucking that. Rules. He knows what the Digidestin are about. He knows about. Doesn't he look a teensy bit like when Genii gets young?
Matt's dad is Genii confirmed.
Or Genii is like a program that Matt's dad programmed, maybe?
Oh, shit. Possible. This feels possible. This feels a lot like Solaire is the Estus soup. Or the sandworm, you know?
You could start making, like, lore videos.
Yeah, fucking body video style shit.
Do game theory, but it's just Digimon theory.
If I could do Vati Vidya's voice, I can kind of do Vati Vidya. Matt's dad is Genii.
Can you do a Matt Pat?
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Oh, MatPat's kind of like a, what's up?
I'm low-key stoked that I don't know who that is if he talks like that.
The game theory.
He gave Undertale to the Pope.
Yeah.
Oh, it's that guy.
That guy. He's evolved into like a hella tuber voice.
Uh-huh.
Where like, he does that on like every like third word.
How are you gonna fucking do that with every word?
Yeah, it sounds like it. Honestly, sounds nice like sense. He's signing up for like a fucking post grunge band.
Yeah,
with arms wide open.
Yeah.
Good bit. Good one.
Hey, have we got any plugs? We got anything they want to plug at the end of the episode here?
Well, I mean, for after the episode, but...
Like your ass? You want to plug your ass, Corlo?
Got a couple options for that now.
You're on Twitter, right, Octavia? You want to plug your Twitter?
Yeah, I've got funny stuff on Twitter, and I want to start streaming some. But my Twitter is at Poobis OK. That's P-O-O-B-I-S, the letter O, and the letter K.
There you go.
I got rate limited by Twitter today. I know everybody. I know everyone did, but it feels fun that I was tweeting about Cocaine Bear for a bit earlier in the morning. And then I tried to tweet for the Nintendo Direct. And yeah.
You got rate limited.
Elon Musk got rate limited. Yeah. The fucking hot girl shit.
Yeah. That's it on my end.
I got a plug. You ready for this?
No.
I was on House of Decline with Donovan this week in an extraordinarily hilarious episode of that program. Very funny stuff. Go check us out on House of Decline. We've got an episode coming out on Delete Your Account this week. We guested on that show as well. That's going to be a lot of fun. As well as just a general plug for Radio Free Tote Bag, my relationship advice program that I do with Donovan. You can find it at rftb.me or any major podcatcher. Radio Free Tote Bag.
Heck yeah. Listen to all that.
And if you want to reach us and send us in some stuff, we have an email at datatransferpod@gmail.com. And you can reach me on Twitter or just see whatever cursed shit I'm interested in today. Corla Pneumono, that's KORLA_NEUMONO. Also opening and ending music by Toby Fox.
Yep. Dating start. It's good.
I should have sent an email in for this episode. That would have been really funny. Aw, trat.
We get so very few of them. It's very sad.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? It's all fansly stuff. Like
it is.
Get updates.
It's that bit rules, actually, because I'll go and check and be like, I wonder if we have any listeners. Ooh, porn.
Porn. It's porn that Audrey forgot she subscribed to on Fansly that I can look at right now.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Right goddamn now, you fucking professional ass. I love you.
I love you too, baby. good shit. We're going to catch y'all next time. I'm going to encourage you to get out there and digivolve your ass off.